You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Happy Monday to you. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear Romans chapter 5 today, and again, you're going to hear it from the pulpit at Island Community Church. Now, Island is the church that I pastor. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, and Romans chapter 5, you'll hear it from here. Just preached it just a couple weeks ago as we are in the same book at church as I am here on the radio. At church yesterday, we just preached, preaching chapter 9, and this is a series, last three chapters, I've entitled Israel, actually God and Israel. It's a look at the nation of Israel, what's happened to Israel, and how this has been part of God's plan all along. This coming week, we'll pick it up in chapter 10, and then chapter 11, where it says, God has not cast away His people whom He foreknew. Back to that word again. We've been there looking at the foreknowledge of God since chapter 8. When the Apostle Paul wrote that you and I were saved according to the foreknowledge of God. The word prognosis, foreknowledge, marked out, that is predetermined. The who He's called. He's known us in advance. He's justified us. He's called us. And He's glorified us. That started all in chapter 8. Now we're seeing here that Israel is part of the same plan. The Apostle Paul said, God has not cast away His people whom He foreknew. But that'll be for another week. Here today, we're in chapter 5, one of the greatest verses in all the Bible. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll pick it up there today. Here's part one of this message, Justified by Faith. Count it all joy. Today, we're going to look at that here in Romans chapter 5. When Paul says the same thing, we rejoice in tribulation. Knowing that, meaning there's a reason for it. That's what we're going to look at. What a perfect segue into that. With that in mind, starting chapter 5 of the book of Romans today. Verse 1 being arguably the greatest verse in all the Bible. Or perhaps the second favorite behind Roy's favorite, which was John 3:16. Remember as we go along what Paul started doing in chapter 4. Showing how Abraham was saved because of his faith and not by any works that he might have done. Now Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, again, being justified by faith, like Abraham was, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Where to start? You know, I hate to always be repeating myself each and every week as I preach through Romans, but apparently I need to be redundant and keep repeating myself in light of what I read this past week here online. Now, I read this from a very reliable source, Michael Youssef. Listen to this. Quote,
The Vatican is taking a modern approach to one of its oldest traditions by offering indulgences to Twitter followers of the Pope's Twitter account. Aware that some Catholics might not be able to afford to go to Brazil, where World Youth Day is being held in July, perhaps also in an effort to modernize himself, Pope Francis is making this first-time offer to the faithful who follow the events in Rio de Janeiro. You know, first-time offer. Sounds like K-Tel. Sounds to me like the Ginzu knife when I was a kid, remember? But wait, that's not all. First-time offer? He goes on here. The story goes on. Under Catholic belief, after confessing and being absolved of sin, the indulgences granted reduce the amount of time one spends in purgatory where one's sins are weighed after death. Under the Pope's new offer, those that follow the week's event on Twitter feed can get a speedier transit through purgatory, hopefully, on their way to heaven. Notice the word hopefully. Because you ain't going to know, according to them, until you die and wake up, find out where you are. Or you die and see how much money your parents got or family have to buy you out of where you're going. Now, church, forgive me for being blunt. Have I ever been blunt in here? Slightly. If you buy that, you're a bigger fool than Satan thought you were. It takes a certain kind of ignorant to believe this. Must I get excited or loud about this, church? All right, I will. Believe the Bible, please. If you don't believe the Bible, you are on your own. With no net and no help. Just you and your Pope. Don't even bring God's name into it if you don't believe the Bible and what God says. God says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I'm afraid that if the Pope asked his followers to take the mark on their right hand or on their forehead, well over 90% would. And the other 10% wouldn't because they've seen the movie. Damien or whatever Antichrist movie they've seen on television. God does not call you to be ignorant. What a trick of the devil. Keep the Bible in an unknown language so you don't understand it. I'm calling spades here this morning. Buy your way out of purgatory? I cannot talk or preach to anyone who does not believe the Bible, the Word of God. If you don't believe what God says in His Word, truly, it is all over for you. Every one of you. If you don't believe what God says in His Word, Paul said, let God be true and every man a liar. But if you believe what God says over what man says, then listen to this. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The word justified is declared not guilty. Having been declared not guilty by faith. Having been forgiven by faith. Having been accepted by God by faith. Having been received by God with no punishment by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And how about this? Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Or this, with the heart man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, speaking of their lie, purgatory, Paul says, we are always confident, knowing while we are at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather, to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. It does not say absent from the body and present in purgatory. Listen to me. The idea of purgatory was concocted to enslave ignorant people that don't know the Word of God. Purgatory is concocted to enslave you and people that don't know the Word of God. That's why they got so sore when they translated the Bible into English, because they wanted to keep control over you. But Jesus says in John 8:32, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Absent from this body is present with the Lord. Why? Because God says so in His Word. Purgatory, you want to talk to me about purgatory? Bring your Bible and come on back into my office. And we'll have a chat. Purgatory? Have I insulted you? Thank God I have. Martin Luther was sick and tired of these lies. When he read this verse we just read, this was the last straw for him. This is why we're all here today. Because someone heard this and had a problem. Having been justified by faith, we have peace with... That verse started all of this. And that's why you don't read this book, or someone doesn't read it to you in Latin anymore. Because someone said, enough is enough. I have been declared righteous by God because of my faith in Jesus Christ. That's it. Nothing else. Not baptism. Not even confession of sin saves you. You can't say to God, my bad, and have your name written in the book. You say to God, I believe, and have your name written in the book. Then you'll say, my bad. And get on your knees and repent. It's not what puts your name in the book of life, though. Now, today, I want to look at eight truths in this following passage out of Romans. That's the eight blanks here on the handout today. I've just held my tongue long enough. The Catholic Church is a cult. Because people control you. All cults, they try to control you with leverage over you and control you. And their biggest weapon is ignorance. Ignorance and not knowing what the Word of God says. When you die, you're going to go to a holding place based on how bad you were. No. When I die, I'm going to go to heaven because Jesus said so. And it's based on what He did for me on the cross, not based on how bad that I was. That's why He said to Hosea, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Or this Jim Jones down here in Guyana, 712 people drink cyanide because he says, I am Jesus Christ. And if you die with Him, all right, I'll cut this out of the podcast, but you had that coming to you. I'm sorry. If I get up and tell you I am Jesus Christ and you believe me, you're a bigger fool than I thought you were.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.